I traveled to Cuba in 2004. With a journalist visa, I flew legally from Miami and landed in Havana 45 minutes later. So it's strange to think that for many years now, it's been easier for me to get to the island than for Cuban Americans. For many of them, the island is just the stuff of memories. But there are efforts to change that, and helping out is a group of four young professionals in the Miami area. They created the Cuba One Foundation. It's modeled on the Birthright trips to Israel. The idea? Offer free trips to the island for young Cuban Americans so that they can explore their heritage. The trips are supposed to start this summer. Giancarlo Sopo is one of the leaders of the program.
So much of Cuba discussion is focused around politics, right? And this gave me the opportunity to just kind of take politics out of the equation and just talk to people on a human level and listen to them and listen to their opinions on things. And you realize that the Cuban people have a lot also that they could offer to the rest of the world. And I thought that it was really important for my generation here to become acquainted with their peers on the island. So I've been working with an amazing team on putting this program together, and we're incredibly excited. I think it's important for people on both sides of the Florida Straits to talk to one another and have this healthy dialogue.
Yeah, I know that you and the co-founders of the Cuba One Foundation kind of saw the birthright trips to Israel as a model for the Cuba One project. What did you see in those Israel trips that you thought could be replicated and would be beneficial for young Cubans?
Yeah, so it was incredibly inspiring to see how my friends who have been on the birthright Israel trip, that helped them form emotional connections to Israel and to Israelis, and how that helped foster ties between people in both countries on a people-to-people level. So we looked at that and we thought of ways that it could be applied to the Cuban-American community, obviously, which is very different than the experience that Jews in the United States have had. It's a different dynamic. But we thought of ways that it could be applied to our community. And we thought, especially with the openings since December 17th and some of the changes in Cuban laws, that there were now opportunities for us to engage the Cuban people on a very personal level and start building those relationships, which I think are important to both my community here in South Florida, but also it could be tremendously beneficial to the Cuban people.
Considering your family are not big fans of Castro, what do they think about this project?
It's funny. I think my mom has been kind of lukewarm about it. She respects what I'm doing, and she knows that it comes from a good place. She's someone who's actually, like, she's been back to Cuba very frequently, but she sees it more as a family necessity. Interestingly, my aunt, whose father, my grandfather, died in a Cuban prison, she's been very receptive and warm to it. You know, she was one of the first people who told me last year when I went to Cuba that she thought it was important for new generations who had nothing to do with the events of 1959 to start anew and to start building those relationships, because it's important for my generation not to have an adversarial relationship with our counterparts on the island. It's not productive. It doesn't accomplish anything.
So how are you funding this, and how do you pick which kids get to go to Cuba?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we feel incredibly passionate about this project. We call it, it's like a passion project for all of us. So we believe in the mission, and we've invested our own personal resources into this initiative, which gives us a budget of about $100,000 this year to take 40 young Cuban Americans to the island. And as far as next steps, we want to be able to grow this program. So we see this as a proof of concept, if you will, and we want to take this idea to donors and to funders, like foundations here in the United States, who can help us jumpstart this initiative and grow it, and hopefully take our belief is that we'd like to take our entire generation to Cuba to meet its peers. We think it's very important. So
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that is a lot of people. So yeah, so we definitely want to expand the program, and we're going to think of creative ways where we could finance that and make it possible.
Giancarlo Sopo, one of the leaders of the Cuba One program, thanks very much for telling us about it.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.